Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
You're listening to the musical styling of Tony Salvatore. Speaking of music, I've got a very special treat today. Newcomer, he's been at it a while. He's relatively bright in the field of music. But she's coming out strong. A lot of her stars shining in. Very delightful. Guest today, actor, songwriter. Yes, she's also Miss Rosner. Miss Rosner has won many accolades across the country, including the UK Songwriting Contest semi-finalist in 2009, 2010. On October 16th, she'll appear at the Bitter End playing with full band at 9 p.m. And her song, In the City, will be featured on A&E series Teach, starring Tony Danza, airing October 22nd. But more important than that, let's talk to Miss Danny. Are you there, Dan? Hello?
I'm here. Hello?
How are you? I called you a sprite because in the scheme of music, you are a sprite. And a daring sprite from what I've seen, because you're performing in Union Square, you're performing at all these events, you're playing with all these top bands, and you're kind of humorous, too. I see you have a very humorous side, which I, of course, on Comedy Concepts, adore. So, Danny, tell us how it all began. Where did it start?
You know, I guess it really started from when I was born. You know, my parents. My father's musical. He plays jazz piano. He plays, some standards, and you know, also he plays some Beatles, and he plays some Rolling Stones. And my mother is an artist, so I come from a very creative family.
Oh, okay. And what kind of jazz pianist was your father, or is your father?
Oh, well, he does that as a hobby.
He's
an attorney, so, yeah, when he has time. But I know that he grew up loving to play, and it was really interesting to kind of see how my life has unfolded with his influence.
Let me ask you,
you're
a relatively young
player
today. You're young. You're in your early 20s, which is, you're really moving and shaking at such an early age. But so were you influenced? Did he play around the house? Did this have an influence on you? Did he play with you? Did he sit at the piano?
Yeah, I play the piano now, but I first sat there next to my father, and we did a lot of improv. And I always remember him doing improvisation, you know, with his right hand on the keys. And he wasn't a singer. He tried to sing a little bit, but my mother stopped him. So I would always kind of take over. And I wasn't really pushed to do it. It was just kind of something that we both enjoyed doing.
When
and
did you
it's
first
funny.
Start touching those keys?
I first started touching the keys when I was in fourth grade.
And how fast did you pick it up? Our listeners would like to know that.
Extremely quick. I was able to pick up stuff with my ear. I didn't have lessons. I wanted to take lessons, but there wasn't enough of an interest for my father to go out and get a teacher for me yet. So I just kind of played by ear and played. My father was playing a song called Take Five, and I would copy it, and I would play it on the piano by ear. And it's a pretty difficult song, but if you get it down, you can. I used to do it to pretend like I was my dad in the kitchen, because my dad used to play piano waiting for my mother to finish cooking dinner. So I used to play it and get her flustered.
It's a very artsy environment to grow up in then. Your mother was an artist, your father a pianist, and you're saying just a hobby pianist at that, but obviously a talented man.
Very, very talented, a genius. He just built a tube amp, a cult item from the 1950s. He finished it. I think it's his fourth tube amp that he builds in the basement, and put it upstairs with our home entertainment center. So We've got an eclectic family.
Don't break it to them about digital. But tube amps, for those of you who don't even know. I mean, I'm surprised you even know what that is. They used to be tube radios.
I grew up with it.
Yes. But yeah. So you were influenced, your father's influence. So fourth grade, you're mm-hmm. playing. By what age did you realize, hey, I want to do this?
That wasn't until college. And not even then was I really totally into the whole I'm going to write my own song things and really go for it. We moved to Tokyo when I was in fourth grade. And when we were overseas, you know, a totally different environment. These are my formative years and I'm growing up and I still loved music and I was still in musicals and I did a bit of acting. But it was, you know, this total lifestyle change. And when we moved back to the States when I was in high school, I still had been playing. At one point in Japan, I had a piano teacher for about 2 months, and I studied for maybe a week, and then I just totally let it go because I wanted to play by ear and whatever I felt like playing. You know, I went to college and still nothing, you know, really about it. It was just about singing. It wasn't about creating my own songs. And then joined a sorority, became vice president of that. I started singing with an a cappella group and I directed one and then did, you know, the national anthem at all the big games. I went to Virginia Tech, so we had a really avid sports
yes, they
team
do.
And fan.
Saying, a hell of a wreck from Virginia Tech or
yeah,
a chance to it. Well, is it something like that, right? But it's
sure, whatever.
So
you
at
want
Virginia
to be.
Tech, do you think being a part of the sorority gave you confidence?
Oh, absolutely. But it was more, you know, I joined it because I wanted to have a leadership role. And I always knew, you know, going through high school, how do you get that leadership role? You join student government and then you know, I was always very active and always wanted to kind of be able to be in that role. And in the sorority, I you know, joined and then I made my way to vice president, was in charge of something we called Rutch. And, you know, I did lots of talent shows where I would sing. On stage, and that was really, that kind of lit that spark in me, that performance, like, I think I want to do this. And from there, I spent my last semester in college in Italy, in Florence, Italy, and I interned at a TV station in Florence, and that's where I started doing on air, where I first got involved with film and television. And I became a reporter relatively quickly, reporting on air in Italian and English. I guess it was the singing side. I was doing, you know, some art songs. I went to school for music, and English was what I was studying, but that's neither here nor there. And I was in Italy.
Background. You have a very, European, what did they used to do when they used to send in the 1800s, you would go on your European journey to evolve into.
I think this was
21 working at a radio station, a TV station?
Yeah, I was 21 and I was at the TV station and I was doing that on air and then I remember I missed singing and I missed being around a piano. It wasn't so much that I was playing it. It was just I missed being around the instruments. So I found a jazz club called Le Cascini in Firenze, in Florence. And I went there on Tuesday evenings to jam sessions. And I went one evening in particular and I walked in and it was one of those kind of old doors. You knock on it and then they look at you through a slot and they say, you know, do you have your card? And you have to give them a card and then you go under this underground. It's kind of this misty room and you walk on in and there's all these tables and laughter and wine and candles. And I sat down and on this particular evening, I'd been several times and I said, this time I'm going to ask them if I can sing. So I went up to the man that was the maitre d' of the evening, and I said, scusate, posso cantare stasera? May I sing this evening? And he said, of course, certo, certainly. So there was a blues band on stage, and I got up on stage, and they said, all right, you want to sing? And I said, yes. And they said, great, here's your microphone. What do you want to do? And then I was blank. because I didn't know any songs. I thought, oh, my God, I don't know. So I said, don't, just start playing something and I'll make it up. And they were a little leery, but they started to, and it became like a scat night. I was doing jazz scatting, and then I was singing a couple blues songs, and they would shove, you know, lyrics at me in English. And that actually became what I was doing. I was reporting during the day, and then in the evening, I would go and sing at this jazz club, and it wasn't just that club. It transpired into several different clubs, you know, around the Italian countryside. And this is, you know, it all happened very quickly. In my mind, I feel like it was really slow. It was only a period of 5 months, but it was incredible, and that's where I kind of got my performance itch from, when it really, really started.
You were following your father's improvisational style, which you're not alone in that. Do you know a musician named Bix Beiderbecke? Have you heard of him? A cornet player?
Yes. Yes.
All right. Who did not read music and
mm-hmm.
play. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, along
He's
those lines.
He's far more talented than myself, though.
So. Oh, you're still young. Remember, back then he was like a child starting out. You traveled the world and were playing. But do you read music now, or do you still play improvisational?
Well, I guess I would say that my improvisational stuff kind of leads to my songwriting now, and I don't read music.
Oh,
now.
Wow. I'm sorry. I have to interrupt you for a moment because you have a famous band listening right now. Do you know the Catholic Girls? They are awesome. Do you know them? They're awesome rock band.
I've heard of them, yes.
Yes, they're listening. They're on the in the chat room. Hi, Catholic Girls. Big shout out there. Gail, I love their work. They're phenomenal. All right, that's nice to know. The chat room's got people listening in. So you started with that. You know what? I think it's time we gave people a little taste, Danny, okay? I like that
okay.
You're eclectic. I like that you've done your European tour with a vengeance, so to speak. And let me pick something here. Let's see what we have here. I'm going to play a little something from Danny, and it's called Wind Up Toy. too. Sounds great. Sounds good, Nancy. All right. Thank you. And PD of LA, very funny. They gave me a shout-out all in caps. That's awesome, Danny. And Danny will be playing tomorrow night, October 16th, at the Bitter End, which is very historical for turning out some of our finest musicians like Dylan and comedians like Lily Tomlin actually perform there. You know you're in a sacred place, Danny.
Mm-hmm.
Danny?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, you're there. It's a sacred place, the Bitter End.
Yeah, no, very, very much so.
You're going to get back there and read the back walls? Everybody.
Yeah, I played there, almost a year ago, and it was like, you know, being there, got goosebumps, you know.
It's awesome, right? It's one of
this is my big break.
It's one of the few bastions of the rock folk scene still remaining. What was across the street? Oh, gosh, the big club across the street. I'm just going out of my head. That all the blues Gillespie played at. I'll remember it. Anyway, so now that was a nice song. It was very nice. You wrote that. You played on it. And who did your backup?
I had a couple people, a guy who sang in my band or played with me for a while, Brian Dolly, and another guy named Brandon Young, who did help me out with the vocals when we were doing the production for this EP.
Someone wants to know, did you perform at the Apollo?
I did. This was about two summers ago. It was kind of crazy. I got a phone call from a friend who said, hey, I put your name in. Our group performed at the Apollo, blah, blah, blah. Do you want to do amateur night? And I said, wait, they're still doing that? And they said, oh, yeah, they're still doing that. And they said, if you get a call, that means they liked you. And sure enough, a couple hours later, I got a call from a woman who works with Clive Davis, and she said, I'm going to put you up. Let's do a night. It's a Wednesday evening. You're going to have to go. You need to pick a song. What song do you want to do? Tell me right now. And I said, whoa. I didn't even say yes yet. She said, we picked you. You know, you got to do it. So I said the first thing that came to mind because, you know, you should do, when you're at the Apollo, you got to do a cover is what everyone said. They said, you got to do a cover. You got to do something. And so immediately I just defaulted to Aretha Franklin, Chain of Fools, which I later found when reaching the Apollo that I was kind of a bold choice. I'm a tiny little girl and, you know, getting up on that huge stage singing such a big song. I went ahead and I did it and I got on stage and it was crazy. You know, you go backstage and they say, you know, before you get out, you have to rub the tree of hope. you got to get on that stage and you got to sing your heart out. And you never know what the audience is going to do. And, you know, if you remember, you know, the show,
I know the show.
Yeah. You know, it's like, it's there. It's real.
Brutal.
People
if they
are
don't like you.
You.
They can be brutal.
Yeah, they can totally boo you. And I remember it was right before I was about to get on, and I had one rehearsal with the band, one run-through real quick because they provide a band for you. And it's like, this isn't karaoke. Like, this is the real deal. And I stepped out on that stage, and I was so nervous. And as soon as I grabbed that microphone, I was fine. I was like, you know what? I'm going to eat this crowd alive, and they're going to love me. And it was just like I heard.
Where does your fearlessness come from? Where do you think that comes from? What makes you
my
so
father.
Driven to go to an Italian club and say, I'm going to sing and I don't know what I'm going to sing? Where do you think that comes from?
I would say my father. You know, he said, don't let anybody ever try to deter you from succeeding, from success. I mean, even in college, I remember I had a hard time trying to graduate with my music degree because I said I didn't practice enough, and they were right. But, you know, they said, we don't want to give you that degree.
You don't want to let a little
my father
thing
said,
like that hold your back.
Yeah. They're like, no, you won't get that degree. And he was like, you'll find a way.
Talk.
And sure enough, yeah.
And you got your degree. So you got your degree from where?
Virginia Tech. I got it.
Oh, Virginia
Music
Tech.
And English. Mm-hmm.
And English?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then
right,
and English.
Speak a couple of languages. You've lived in Japan. You know Italian. All right. So now you've got all these multicultural influences. You jammed in Italy. Not an easy audience. The Italian, being Italian, I know, are very serious about their music. If they don't like you, forget it. So now you've done that. Now you're back in America. What's happening?
Well, I get back in America, and I'm like, what am I going to do? And my father says, get a job. So he says, what do you want to do? You have music, you have English. You should write for Rolling Stone. I'm like, Dad, I don't know if it's that easy. He's like, sure it is. You can do anything. And he's like, why don't you start applying? And I said, I think I want to do TV. So I started applying to various places around D.C., Discovery Channel, ABC, and got the interviews. And the only thing that really fit was to start working with MHZ Networks. And that's where I currently work now, and I host a TV show as well.
Yes, I know. You do have. You're a host of a TV show. And what does MHAZ stand for?
MHZ, megahertz.
Megahertz, duh. Mm-hmm. Back to the tube radio, Nancy. Okay. all right, so then you're doing that, and the name of the show is Strictly Global?
Uh-huh, Strictly Global, and it's about global and independent artists, and it's nice because it's broadcast to a national audience.
Now, can anyone see it, or how does that work? Tell us, Danny.
Yeah, it's on national television. If you go to mhznetworks.org, you can go ahead and check out the show Strictly Global and then check out our coverage. And we have several different affiliates all over the country.
Oh, you've got a fan here. It's Terry Peekin. Hi, awesome sound. Hey, awesome sound. Okay, now, not only that, tell us about all these awards you've won. Recognitions.
The awards are just the songwriting contests and competitions where I've placed.
Okay, don't be so modest.
Most recently, was the New Song Mountain Stage contest, and that's a pretty big one. It's put on in partner with NPR Mountain Stage, and I was a regional finalist. With my songs Wind Up Toy and On My Way, and Wind Up Toy you just played.
Well, since you mentioned On My Way, why don't we be on our way to hearing it?
Okay. Thank you.
Nice. That's you're very eclectic in your stylings there. Do you feel
Thank
that
you.
Way?
Yeah.
How do you feel when you
definitely.
Hear yourself? You know, an actor hates to watch themselves. How do you feel when you hear yourself?
If it's good, I'm happy. But if I hear something I don't like, I cringe.
So you have relative to perfect pitch, I'm assuming.
I hear it, and I'll know if it doesn't sound right. If something sounds off, it's all in my ear. That's kind of how I cheated through my theory classes too.
You have perfect pitch then, where you know if it's slightly off. It bothers me too. If I hear something slightly off, I'd go crazy. That's why sound is so important. While your father builds those tube radios and tube amps. Your mother is an artist. One of our And what is her format?
She loves oil painting, and she does incredible landscapes. And she's a studio out in Lorton, Virginia, and she's always been.
So are you in New York now?
And a phenomenal artist. We all live in D.C. I live in Arlington, right outside of Washington, D.C.
Oh, yes, very beautiful there. Who are your inspirations? One of my the chat room's just bumping up here. Gloria, yes. Who are your inspirations? Gloria UN wants to know.
I have a lot of different inspirations, but, you know, the people that I've really been listening to recently that have really influenced my songwriting, I would say it started with Missy Higgins, and it went into, you know, a little bit of Regina Spektor and Gavin DeGraw, Jamie Cullum, a fabulous pianist and singer. And it just, you know, listening to their contemporary sound, and you got a little bit of, it's not country, but it's soul. It's very soulful, and I don't know if you got a taste of that.
So you're more influenced, you would say, by modern sounds then, than past?
Yes. The past, you know, the Rolling Stones and the Beatles have really been influential, you know, in my formative years, and the Allman Brothers, you know,
I was at a folk festival on Long Island. I just saw one of the sons of the Allman Brothers play, and I can't remember his name right now. But one of the sons, I remember his name, blonde hair, up-and-coming young person. So the Allman Brothers, that is a little eclectic there. That's jumping backward and forward in time. So you have this now, you also have something very interesting coming up October 22nd. Would you like to share that?
Mm-hmm. Yes, my song In the City is going to be featured on A&E's new series Teach with
and
Tony
I'm
Danza.
I'm going to say that because it's radio. It's called In the City or Song in the City.
In the City.
In the City is the name of the song, just so people know if they want to go
download
it.
It's about New York City. Yeah. I'm sorry?
That's great. And that will be on Tony Danza's show, which he was answering Obama's call, and I believe the show is called Give. You go out and you give something back, and he's trying to be a teacher, I believe, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Now how is your song featured? In what way?
It's going to be featured in this particular spot in the episode. So I've been told, I haven't seen yet, but it's where his daughter surprises him, and there's a big kind of. He's totally taken over and surprised by it, and it's a really happy moment.
Well, you know what that calls for, don't you, Danny? Listening to it. Here we go.
And in a room of crowded people,
You're getting a lot of compliments here on my chat room, and I think this is a high compliment indeed. The Catholic girls say you rock. Danny rocks, and if you look them up, Danny, you'll be very impressed. That's high praise indeed from the Catholic girls. They're a terrific group.
Are they okay with the fact that I'm Jewish?
Oh, they're very open.
Okay.
Actually, I think you would like them. They're very, they rock the house. I mean, they come in hard, and their music is, you'd like them. That's a very big compliment. For them to say that to you, that's very nice. They're a very big band.
Thank you very much, Catholic girls.
And,
little Jewish girl around the corner. She appreciates
it very much. As they say, we're all mishpacha. But anyway, it's interesting. Now, every one of your songs, I'm almost sensing a different styling. I almost sensed a little combination of Simon and King there. A little combination thing going on there. I think your greatest things are yet to come at 26. I think this is all very good music, but I'm predicting more. And that I just because I sense you're feeling your way a little bit, and that's not in a bad way. I mean, I think great things are going to come. That you're just
Thank
testing
you
the
much.
Waters with a lot of your style. Your bravery is what impresses me the most. Your willingness to go into a situation, that improv heart you have, that improvisational heart you have with music. And you know what? A lot of people want to know, where can they get your music? Now, I know you can go to www.dannyrosner.com. That's R-O-S-N-E-R.com to buy your music. Will it be in the store soon? Is it coming out in Best Buy?
You can actually purchase it if you're in New York or if you're in the D.C. area or on the East Coast. You can go to Best Buy and you can purchase a hard copy of my albums. My LP Piano Actress is in there right now. You just heard In the
what
City off
of
that.
Can you just slow down because it's radio, just a little slower?
Sorry. You can purchase my album if you're in New York City.
And the name of that album
the Best
is?
Buys there. Piano Actress.
Okay, separate the words.
And I'm sorry?
Piano Actress.
Piano Actress.
It's like slating. Piano Actress. You see, then they'll remember. And
yeah,
that will be in Best Buy.
Can,
they can go
you can
after
buy that
there.
In stores.
Okay. And in all the Best Buys in New York or anywhere or in D.C.?
In all the Best Buys in New York and in all the Best Buys in Washington, D.C. And they will slowly make their way throughout the East Coast and hopefully to the West.
And if they have iTunes, can they go and download it there?
You can download any of my albums. You can download Piano Actress off
new,
of iTunes.
Yeah, tell us about your EP.
My new EP, On My Way, you can also purchase on iTunes and Amazon. And I actually have a new music video coming out.
Yes, when?
Because
Jarrett Blankenship wants to know. Hi, Jarrett.
Oh, okay.
In the chat room.
a new music video coming out on, well, we don't have a date set yet, but we just finished filming it, and it's for On My Way, and we did half of it in New York City, and we did half of it here in D.C. at a studio, a music studio. It's going to be really exciting. It's a really cool concept. On My Way is all about leaving and being on your way in a good way, in a good sense.
And Gloria Yoon says, yay for music video.
Thank you, Gloria.
And also, as an addendum to that, I'll tell you what, Danny, when that is ready, I have a cable show in New York City, and you send me that video, and I will place that video on my cable show.
That would be wonderful. Thank you so much.
Oh, well, it's I'm telling you, my chat room is a little crazy here. You got a lot of fans. Yeah, I didn't know this. you young start, you, coming out here with all this musical. Now, where do you see your ultimate goal, Danny? Where would you like to go with this? Acting? I see acting bug.
I would like to.
Bug.
I'm sorry?
What do you think?
The acting, the music, the bug, as we call it.
The acting, the music, the bug. I have plans to move to the West Coast, to L.A. I'd love to play, you know, out there, even in San Francisco. I've heard great things about
San
the Bay
Francisco.
Area.
Yes.
Actually, there's great.
There's a group of writers that have a band out there called the Rock Bottom Remainders.
Oh, wow.
Have you heard of them? Anyway, they're major writers.
I think
writers.
So, yeah.
Yes, like Sam Barry and
Isn't Stephen King one of the writers?
Yes, he is.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're out there, let me know. You should get in touch with them.
I would love to.
Yes, definitely. So you see yourself, but do you see any acting in your future? You have an interesting look.
Thank you. Very much. I think interesting means good. I'm hoping, crossing my fingers.
Well, when I say interesting, I could see you on a Law and Order or, I don't know. I could see you doing anything. It's such an interesting look. Where's your family from, may I ask?
The background is really German and Russian.
Russian.
Uh-huh.
German and Russian.
So maybe that's what you're saying.
Yes, German. I don't know. I even thought more exotic. You have a very exotic look.
I could lie and we could say Brazil. How about that?
you could. You know what, Danny? I wouldn't put anything. You're so young. I could. Do you sing in any Brazilian? I could that with your voice. I could see that.
Of course. You could do Girl from Ipanema. I was in Rio de Janeiro and I said, oh my God, I'm here, I'm in Ipanema, and I had to sing, and my roommate in Italy was from Brazil, and I went to go visit her for a couple weeks, and I ended up singing some Brazilian band, I don't know, they had it on stage, and I said, oh, let's sing Girl from Ipanema, and my roommate had taught me how to sing it in Portuguese, and I got up there and sang.
Wait a minute.
So I've done that.
You mean you just learned to sing a song in Portuguese? You just...
Oh,
like,
yeah, totally easy.
That, you're killing me.
Totally
you just
easy.
Learned
you can
it?
Do it. You can, I'll teach you.
Yeah. Oh, that'll be a hard lesson. I would just be whispering, la, 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 la. But that's pretty amazing. I just see great things for you. You're just you're doing so much now. Now, you've just completed the new EP. Is this going to be a longer version? What do you plan with this?
I plan on recording several more songs. I write so many songs so quickly. It's just like one after another. So I now have, you know, at least six new ones to record since I finished this EP.
There's a band of untalented musicians looking for you right now to beat you up. To say, I got so many so fast. Oh, it takes you a while, huh?
I don't know. It's like breathing to me. There's songs in my head all the time. There's melodies in my head, and it's just what I do. I sit down at the piano, and it just comes out. I'm happy and
that's
sad.
That's wonderful. Let me ask you something, okay? I want to ask you. Going back in your ancestry, was there a grandfather, a great grandfather, a grandmother who's a musician that you know of?
No.
Hmm.
Do you know something that I don't know?
I think there was. I think that somewhere in your past that there was some influence that, you know, we are a product of our generations. There was no poet, no musician. I don't know. There has to be a tree that the root of talent comes from.
I'm not sure.
Sure. Would be interesting to know. It would be interesting to know. Now you've done some acting. How do you feel about acting?
I love it. It's fun. It pays my bills, and that's a good thing.
So tell us about your acting then.
Is it
primarily hosting the show?
Yeah, it's just hosting the show. I do a couple, you know, I do voiceovers here and there, and I'm hired to do some moderating. But you know, it's mainly just the show. Just talking to people and various, and you know, we did some pretty incredible interviews. I just interviewed Sarah McLachlan and Terry McBride, who's the CEO of Network, recently.
What is that website?
And
I go to see that, by the way, because I didn't get that in my info. Is it on your website?
You can, You can go to my website and I'll make sure there's a link to that.
Danny, D-A-N-I, Rosner.com.
Two N's.
I like that.
Two N's.
D-A-N-N-I, Rosner.com. Uh-huh. You know, no relation to David Rosner, are you?
No.
Okay. A comedian.
Unless he's a millionaire, in which case I should be a long-lost cousin.
That's great, and I can't wait for your video, and seriously, when it comes out, I'd love to have it on the show. Now, tell the audience something that they wouldn't know about you that you'd like to share.
That they wouldn't know about me. I don't know if the audience knows that I'm going to be leaving for London on the 23rd, the day after my song In the City airs on A&E. I'll be flying into Heathrow Airport, and I'm playing a gig there at a very famous venue called the Half Moon in Putney.
Oh. Oh, wow. And you're flying there, and you're just too modest for me. I'm not used to this. I'm not used to such
what do you
a
want
modest
me to say?
Position.
I'm wonderful.
Usually they're so all about, and I'm doing this, and I'm doing that, and I'm doing this, and then I'll be here and that, and I'm going to build the Great Wall of China in my spare time. So if you could write a song, let us say, if you could write a song for something you really, truly cared about, something that touched your heart, the subject would be what?
Something that really touched my heart.
And this song would help people.
It would help people?
Yes. Because it meant so much to you.
I think I just recently wrote it. It's you know, it's kind of cheesy. It's called Dreams, but a song, and you know, I'm hopefully gonna be in the studio next week recording this before I take off on my trip. It's about the road that you take and your journey and your path through this, and it's all about, you know, if it happens too quickly, then it's not right. And, you know, you just have to keep on going. And if you have these dreams, you're going to find your way, because the dreams will be your light at the end of the tunnel. And I think that's kind of the point that I'm at now. You know, you can go online and you can see my website and you can see my YouTube videos and you can see me on Fox 5 News or you know, USA 9, and you can say, oh my, she is really taking off and she's doing things in places. But it's such a journey.
Okay, so you're going to say to dream, I guess, would be it. That would be
to dream.
To hold on to the dream, just to dream, to have a dream, to pursue a dream.
Yeah.
Don't let whatever stop you. If you want to sing,
don't
people,
let things. Yeah.
Yeah. You just find some place to sing, as you did. If you have it in you to act, find some place to act. Don't let people judge you.
And don't let people stop you. You know, Wind Up Toy, the song that you played first off of my EP On My Way, Wind Up Toy is about really, you know, going after things. Don't let the town slow you down. I have so many friends from college that they get a job that they're unhappy with and then they stick to it and they don't move. They stay in the same place and they have the same drinks every night, and the next thing they know, they're married and they have children and they're unhappy.
Not that that's a bad thing.
Not that that's a bad thing. Some people are very, very happy doing that, but I can tell
right.
you that
but
I have
even
some
if, I believe that even if you're married, you have children, still pursue your dreams. My philosophy is once you take it can't be done out of the equation, anything is possible. And that you take that out, and you seem to be a young woman who has a lot of yes, as her T-shirt would say, a lot of yes going on in your music, and a lot of yes. Now, I have one more song I haven't played before we close, and now I'm just going to preface this by I saw it on YouTube, and I love the banter you had before it. In the song, is the banter there? The explanation
No.
Romantic acrobat? Can you set us up then? Because the banter is so delightfully humorous. You talk about meeting
you,
a guy.
Dia.
Can you set us up?
You saw the video of
I
me
saw the
when
video
I opened up.
On YouTube. And by the way, I just want to say your website again is www.danny.rosner.com. Go to Best Buy and demand her CD and say, what's wrong with you? Let me speak to a manager if they don't have it. And you get that CD. Now, set up the story before we do this song of Romantic Acrobat.
Okay. So I am on a date with this older gentleman, and I sit down at the date, and he says to me, let me tell you why I'm a catch. And I said, okay. And he said, well, I'm not married, and I have no children, and I'm relatively attractive. And I said, can we have some more drinks, please? And the date went on, and it was, you know, it was okay. I think I fared well. And the date, you know, ended, and we said our goodbyes, and the next day I got a message on Facebook, and I thought it was going to say, dear Danny, I had such a wonderful time with you. I can't wait to take you out again. But it didn't say that. Instead, it said, dear Danny, I don't think that we're right for each other. And I was, you know, taken aback, and I was upset, and I was mad, and I marched straight over to my piano, and I said, well, I'm going to show him. I'm going to write a song about why I'm a catch. And that's where Romantic Acrobat came from.
Okay, so why don't we give him a little Romantic Acrobat?
This is not a lullaby, and it surely will never make you cry, but it will make you think I could be your missing link. I don't tell it to just anyone, but I think that we could have lots of fun. I'll surprise you every day if you don't let me get away. And this is why I am a catch. I'm the romantic acrobat. I would be your shining star and love you for who you are. And this is why I should be snatched. I'll stand above the be there when you're down, and I'll turn your life around. I know you better than you think. You're the clumsy skater in a skating rink. You would never hurt a fly, and you won't let me pass you by. And this is why I am a catch. I'm the romantic acrobat. Love you for who you are. And this is why I should be snatched. I'll stand above the aftermath. I will be there when you're down, and I'll turn your life around. You told me that I'm trouble. Well, I'm glad we got that out of the way. I banned all the rules. I'm daring and I'm you have found.
Oh, that was wonderful. And, Danny, you are a keeper. That is great. I see. When I say that you're burgeoning, as they say, I see you at the start of great things. This is only the beginning for you, Danny. I think you have so many styles in there that you're just tapping that wine. You're fermenting it into this fine, fine cognac that's going to bubble to the top of your musical stylings. You've got so much going for you, Danny. Once again, I want to encourage people to go to Best Buy in New York City and D.C. and demand her CD. Tell them the name. Danny?
Piano Actress.
You separated the words. I was testing you. Piano Actress. Very good. It's Piano Actress. You can also get just a test. You can get it, go down, download it on iTunes. You can go to her website. Check out her website because, Danny, besides the Bitter End, October 16th in New York City on Bleecker Street, and they can still probably, if they try now to get reservations, can get in, right?
You can get in.
To the website and try to get in, Danny.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And try to make those reservations to get in to see Danny live in New York City performing at the historical Bitter End. And, Danny, you're not going to believe it. An hour has gone by with your musical melodies. And we only gave you a taste. If you want more, buy the CD. Go to www.danirosner.com. And it's great things. Not enough time, Danny. You perform with a lot of brilliant musicians as well, but you stand on your own. Even when I saw your videos with you with someone else, you were standing on your own. You're just a standout kind of singer. And I predict great things for you, Danny. And you have a big fan club on my chat room, let me tell you that. But, Danny, good luck with everything.
Thank you for having me.
And I don't have a lot of time, but, Danny, what is – let me see. Okay, I'm going to play
– Are you going to watch Annie?
I'm going to watch Annie October 22nd. Teach with Tony Danza to watch that special scene, and we're going to play you out on that song, Danny Rosner. Thank you. You're awesome. Thank you for being an awesome guest. And thank my chat room for listening in. And I'm going to play out on In the City, Danny.
Thanks for having me.
In the city and in the movies.
Tomorrow night.
Thank you, Danny. The Bitter End.
Thank you so much.
www.dannyrosner.com.
Bye, Nancy.